Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Winter
culture.
Hi guys, welcome to a new winter cults and culture, and today's minisode. And I just thought I'd give a little minisode to tell you what is going on. I'm editing stuff that me and Dan did. For those that listen, Dan is one of the collaborators on A New Winter, and it's a little comedy thing that we did. So I've edited the first few episodes. They're quite short, and we'll be looking to try and put that out. I'm hoping in the new year we'll start putting them out, and they were really fun to do, and I hope that you find them funny. So please do look forward to that. What else am I doing? I'm watching The Americans. Yes, I keep banging on about it, but I'm loving it. So we're now in series 4, about halfway, and it's great. And I'm actually, the fact that I can see a series 6 coming up, I'm like, I don't really know where this is going to go, because I feel like they're still trying to build stuff up. I'm not sure where the story wants to go. One of the characters, big characters, just died. There was a death, so that was pretty cool. Kind of expected, but at the same time unexpected. Spoiler, but you won't know who it is, and if you've just started watching it, then you've got a long way to go anyway, and you'll probably forget by the time you get there anyway. What else is going on? I tell you what, randomly, I saw Die Hard at the cinema last week, and it was bloody brilliant. It's the first time I've seen it in the cinema. Obviously, I've seen it a million times in the comfort of my own home, but seeing it in the cinema was an incredible experience. And it was just after I saw The Irishman as well, and which I thought was completely bloated. And yeah, I just didn't, it was okay. But watching something that's tight, hard and fast, like Die Hard, I was just like, this is what I needed. This is a film. It's a film. Blah, 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 blah. Great, cool. I'm in and I'm out. And it's just got the best pace for an action film ever. And it's the fact that you think about they did another 4 or 5 of these afterwards, where like the son and the daughter become like agents or whatever and blurt, you know, stupid. But it was really good to see it on the cinema. And I highly recommend, if you can, then you should do it. I will be going to the Stranger Things Netflix secret cinema experience next weekend. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm going as rockers. So putting together some stuff for that, which should be fun. And what else are we doing? I have just finished putting together an episode about Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which I'm hoping to put out this Sunday. I will be doing an H.P. Lovecraft story whilst I work on my own original short story, which I hopefully will kind of tide you over through Christmas. And also I found out, I dug out some of my old Wild Boar podcast episodes, and there's some stuff on that. So the quality isn't as good, but I'm looking forward to sharing that with people, because not many people listen to it, and I think it was pretty good. And we talked about stuff like The Wailing and Raw and Get Out. So again, quality not as great as it is on this, but it's well worth listening to. So I'm going to start putting those out as well. In terms of other stuff that's going on, I am currently in a third interview for a new job. Woo! So I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping that I was hoping the third interview would happen before Christmas, but it probably won't do now. Annoying. And I'm trying to do some other bits and pieces. I'm going to be, people might think this is too much, but I'm going to be starting to put together a podcast for kids, basically. kids adventure thing, and that'll be like a long form narrative, what's it, and a never ending one to a degree. It'll just be, you know, standalone things that kids can listen to rather than a horror adult one that I've been doing. So it'd be nice to do something a bit more innocent. Also, guys who listen to Legacy of Gaia may have noticed that stopped for a while. I'm going to try and start putting these on here and I'll finish it. So I will finish the Legacy of Gaia series and I'll put it up on this channel so that, yeah, everyone can listen to it, because there are still people that listen to it and I am very proud of it. And as I said, you can buy the book. Also, I am on a podcast called Japan on Film, which you should check out if you go to all my social feeds at A New Winter on Twitter, Instagram, A New Winter, etc., etc. You'll be able to see a link to it there, to the account. And we talked about the Ring 1999 versus Ring 2002. So have a listen to that. I'll be interested in what you think. And that's kind of it. So it's a very short one today. There's not really much else going on. I've got to fix my ceiling. I fell through the ceiling, National Lampoon style. So I have to... I have to try and board that up. I've never had to fix a ceiling before, but you know, trial and error, right? So thanks everyone for listening. And that's the Minisode for this week. And again, go to patreon.com/anewwinter to support the show. Twitter at anewwinter, Instagram anewwinter, email us anewwinterpodcast@gmail.com. Any emails we get, I will answer. How about that? I'll also be trying to think about stuff that I can do for the podcast to make it a little bit of a better experience for everyone all around. If you have any comments, any constructive feedback, any not constructive feedback, then please do get in touch, because I'd like to hear. We're on Twitch, so search for us on Twitch. I think it's twitch.tv/anewwinter. So you can actually see me as I'm recording these. I won't do it all the time, but I'll try and do it as much as possible. And I'm doing it right now, so there's people on Twitch that can see me. And hello. So thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.
Culture.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.